Hold on.
Whee!
Oh, boy.
That really gives me a strange feeling.
Yeah.
Gives me a strange feeling, too.
So they're not intentional.
I understand.
I'm not sure I got enough guts to make them intentional.
Man, everything's getting to look big the closer you get.
All on the wall looks more promising though, Bob.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be any problem.
Until we get up and look back.
No, man, what a trip this is going to be.
Dolly.
That man cooling's just about right, isn't it?
Yeah, just about warm for me.
Yeah.
Bob, is my flip cooling working all right?
Roger, it looks like it's working to us.
Okay. Bob, and not the rock fragments still look like gabbro. The craters tend to have white walls and white rims, which they don't have in the dark mantle area. The black population is way down, 1% or less. However, the bigger craters do have more blocks, but nowhere does that population seem to get above about 5%. And that's on the walls and the rims of the crater, say, bigger than 15 meters. There's one probably 20 meters in diameter that has some blocks on it. You see Nemo? I think Nemo's right over there, if I'm not mistaken. There's... I don't know. Nemo will be hard to see, but yeah, it's probably that one right in there.
Or back here. There's one back here.
Well, it's pretty, that's close to the scarf. It's probably right off your wing there.
Okay, I'm going straight ahead, and then I'm going to make a left turn.
Okay, we're looking at Laura. Now, Laura, I can see blocks in the northwest rim of Laura. At least it's rugged terrain, and it looks like blocky terrain. One spot. That's all I see. It looks like it may be, couple hundred meters in average diameter. It starts about maybe 3/4 of the way up the wall and goes right up to the rim.
Hey, Bob, hole in the wall seems to be a...
look at that.
Wow. Look at that crater.
Right there?
Yeah.
That pit, that central pit, goes down about half the depth of the crater. The crater is a fresh 3-meter crater. That's it almost was a cylindrical pit.
Hey, Bob, hole in the wall is just a step headed down to the south or southeast on the scarp. It's a scarp is just about what I think we all expect it to be. It's very rolling and relatively smooth. I don't really see any outcrop exposed on anywhere out here to the south.
No. You see, now there's Station 3 area right up there.
Yep.
Looks like maybe that set of, see that bright, the bigger crater over there to the right of Laura? That probably is a good place for Station 3.
Yeah, way over there.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to find out something very shortly. That doesn't look very rocky, Gene.
You know?
How about bearing and range, guys?
Bob, I'll give it to you as soon as I make my turn. It's not too far, 100 meters.
Are you going to turn over that or go on closer to the scarp?
No, I'm going right up straight ahead and then go on
the
inside of that slope.
That's more than 100 meters.
Yeah. 081 and 5.6.
Copy that.
There's now the craters are getting very, very light colored in their rims and walls. You notice when we're in the light mantle looking at the scarp at this angle, it loses some of its high albedo?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're getting, we got a long
depression.
Your eyes get used to it.
Okay, Jack, we got to watch this because I got to go along a long depression.
That's a crater over there.
On the right, yeah.
I don't know how I can get over there.
Well,
I think I may have to go up over there. I can't go down that hole. That was not going to make it.
What's your pitch?
Let's go back here.
We can't get there.
I'm going to go over here.
What was your pitch then?
Primarily.
I can't go there.
Yeah,
I think you're right.
We'll go up this gentle slope, see what's on top.
right on the flight plan.
We made a turn to the south a little bit at 081 and 5.7. Are you going to try to drive up there? I don't think we got any choice. Okay. It looks to me like right on the, just to the left of that white crater is a, or even right like you're headed now, and then bear up to the right. Man, this thing climbs in a minute. Oh, I think you're right. That, okay, Bob, I'm starting up the scarf at 081, 6.6, and 5.7.
Okay, copy that, Gino.
The first tongue of the scarf. I don't even think the rover knows it's going uphill. I've got about 37 or 8 amps. See what's on top here.
You're making about eight clicks.
And I'm full, or I'm full bore. Well, I tell you, this rover doesn't know it's going up the hill. Looks to me like you may be able to, just like you're going.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob, we'll make it.
And get down,
we will make it. Get my antenna adjusted. Okay, whatever makes up the light now is in at least the ancient rock that it forms is much lighter than anything we see. Those fragments probably are 30% lighter than any fragments we see out in the dark mantle. And that's around the fresh craters. But it is not blocky. Bob, are you still reading?
Roger, read your last question.
Okay, I just want to make sure my antenna's working.
Roger.
We're doing a little zigzag navigation. Literally came up a slope at about a heading of 240. We couldn't get through the actual turn to the south because there's a big crater right at the foot of it. So we're just making our way through some relatively local undulating slopes that get pretty steep, but it seems to be no problem. Yeah, I think we're in good shape. Bob, I can't, there are not any blocks big enough to really make a statement about what the rock is, but it really doesn't look like gabbro anymore.
Okay, copy that. Reminder that eventually you're going to turn to the south a little bit to pick up the final thing at the station 2.
But we're not on top of that scarp yet. We're still in the hole in the wall ramp.
Okay, copy that.
Bob, as far as lineations in the soil or on the surface that are observable at this range, I don't see any. I think there may be a finer raindrop pattern on the light mantle than maybe there was out on the dark, but that's an awfully hard judgment to make.
Okay, copy that.
How you doing, Gio? Doing fine, Bob. We slowed down between about 5 to 8, maybe 5 to 10 clicks most of the time. I'm going to head right up there, I think. Here on this crater.
Pretty healthy roll you're going to have here.
Yeah, I'm going to head more straight up the hill. Once I get up on top, I'll be all right. I'm going to head down in this hole and then up that way.
Yeah, I think it's
good. I don't mind fit, but I sure don't mind roll.
I don't either.
I'm going to head straight up that slope right there. Okay?
Ron Evans performing infrared, ultraviolet, laser altimeter experiments.
It looks like maybe the large fragments in here are still crystalline. They have white zap pits on them, but they do not yet really resemble the gabbros.
Okay, Jack, copy that. Give us a hack when you get up on top of the scarp there.
Okay. Let me tell you, Bob, I've got to go cross slope some of the time because the rover's really working to go uphill now.
All right.
But we're almost there. As I look up the scarp to the west, there are some big blocks scattered around on the horizon. But again, I would guess that we're not dealing more than 2 or 3% total coverage of blocks in here, if that. Well, I think for the most part, we're on top.
Yeah,
we're on top. Bob, we're at 7.8, or correction, 0.78, 7.2, and 6.2.
Copy that.
Now, Jack, where was Nancy with respect to those tracks up there?
Well, they never really had any good tracks pinned down, I don't think, on it. You'll be able to see Nancy, I think, as soon as you get over this hill.
Well, I tell you, when we look back, that's going to be quite a sight if we can see into that sun. We have been coming uphill.
Well, I'd say this is the last straw to the top. And is she working?
Come on, baby.
Okay, I think you're better. I'm going to try and get over along the base of the Massif now.
Yeah.
Head towards that track area there anyway. There are a lot of boulder tracks coming down from the blue-gray rocks, Bob. We'll see whether or not we're going to get to those tracks advancing. We might want to move over to the track and see if we can find the boulder that made them.
Okay, if they're in the vicinity, that might be a nice idea.
Where those tracks come from.
And we gather you're slowing down to about 5 clicks now coming with this last rise.
Yeah, I'm back up to about 7 to 10 now, Bob. That's the slow narrow because that's about all it'll take. Bob, I have the impression that there is a dipping zone of blue-gray outcrops or block concentrations up there in the Massif that trends from the high point just beneath the earth cross slope and probably is at least apparent dip is, I don't know, 10 or 15 degrees to the east. It looks like those outcrops may match up along that trend.
Okay.
Now coming here right along this ridge, because I think that's a depression we were talking
about. Yeah,
that's Manson down there.
Right?
Where are you looking? Right
there? I think right below.
I think you're right.
I think that's it. Let me get over here, and then I'll head a little bit to the south.
Yeah, we're a little more west, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Bob, 7.8 and 6.5. Bob, I've had an impression, and I can't prove it yet, that we're dealing with more heterogeneous rock, possibly their breccias in here. But it's awfully hard to tell right now. They're very light colored rocks, I think even lighter colored than the gabbros.
Okay, we'll soon find out.
I'm afraid those, I think we can follow those tracks, the pictures maybe, or...
Yeah, I think we can see some of those coming down.
I think the ones from the big outcrop of blue-gray rock, though, are the ones going into Nansen. Bob, my best guess, let's see, 077, 7.7, 6.6, is that we're coming up on the northern side of Nansen.
Okay, we copy that, Jim.
And let me tell you, this is quite a rover ride.
It sure sounds like it.
But it's quite a machine, I'll tell you. I think it'd do a lot more than we'd let it.
That's right.
I think that big crater up there on the side is the one that you could see in the photographs just above station too.
Yeah, I think if I come up here to a hard left turn, you unbuckle your belt, you roll right down into the bottom of Nansen.
I'm afraid you're right.
Okay, and remember, we're going to about 068, about 7.4 will be station 2. At least that's our estimate.
Bob, okay, there's Nansen over there, huh?
Well, I think so.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's got to be it. Yeah, Bob, I think we're into a Breccia population now. I think the rocks in the light mantle are largely Breccias. They're mottled in their characteristics. The white zaps do not seem to be nearly as burned. They tend to be chalky when they get hit. At least in the large craters, the walls are chalky looking. Oh, yeah, we got boulders at station 2.
Yep, they're there.
Yes, sir. Boy, I tell you, if I hang on to this camera until you stop and can tighten it up, it'd be a miracle. Bob, how long have we been driving?
Stand by, and we estimate you got about a kilometer and a half to go, a little over a kilometer anyway. Stand by, we'll check on the time, but you're doing
now
great.
Now, how long have...
We're 2 hours into the EVA.
Man, this has been a trip. Man, I tell you, you know, we're really up on top of this thing.
Yeah, he's been driving 64 minutes in that car to stop and deploy the charge and pick up the rover samples.
Hey, Bob, we are very clearly going downhill now into the trough area that surrounds the massif, or between the mantle and the massif. But the trough is much greater in extent than just Nansen scale. It's probably a kilometer wide. I never realized that it was so much of a depression in here.
Okay, how about I range?
I'm not sure
I'm
able to see the limb. 0748.2, 6.9. Oh, we won't be able to see the map from down here. We'll be too low to see it. In fact, is I don't think I can see that far. The surface patterns are still the same, Bob. The main difference being that we're getting probably a gradual increase in block population. And the blocks seem to be of a different character. They may be breaches.
Okay, copy that.
And around that crater here that's maybe 75 meters in diameter, there's probably 5% blocks. Fragments, I should say, greater than a centimeter.
Well, look at all the junk without that center. I hate to think of what it would be like with that center gone.
Yeah. That's a good size block, sort of blue-gray.
Now, looking up there, Jack, I got to get some 500s looking right up that hill, but...
Well, you may want to do that out of way away.
It's, some of that stuff is mantled, buried in a massif material. Some of it just needs to be laying on it, of course.
Well, I think it has to do with how long it's been there. You'll tend to get the downslope movement forming uphill pellets, and that's what a lot of it looks like.
Most of it is uphill pellets. Most of it's pretty sharp.
But to my guess from back at the limb that those blocks on a massif were much more angular, I think is a good guess, because that's what they look like to me here. And looking up at our blue-gray outcrop area, I still have even more the impression that there's planar orientation that dips off to the southeast. May be just fracturing, but I pretty clear up there, I think. It may be shadows. The limb is now 50% away from the massif. Let's see, 50% of the massif height away from the massif. How's that? I think we'll keep it on top. That is a high mountain. Gee, buddy, Chris. Listen, if the earth goes behind it, we're changing station too. Gonna be nip and tuck, pardon the expression. Okay, as we get closer, actually, we're out of the very the blocky area, and that blocky region of 5% may have been just associated with that crater. I still see no lineations, although, it's wrinkled, though, Jack. I was talking about the mantle, but you're right about on the massif. The same wrinkled lineations we saw trending, sloping uphill to the west on the eastern half of the massif are still very evident at this sun angle.
Okay, 17, and we're estimating that you should be there within about 5 minutes to meet the walk back in strength.
Well, we're almost ready to park.
Okay, beautiful.
Well, I wouldn't have gone so far as to say that. Well, we're getting close. I'll give them their 5 minutes. We'll make it by then. Bob, the boulder tracks are really just chains of small craters. For the most part.
Okay, copy that. That's interesting.
I don't think they can tilt that television. I don't think they can tilt the television camera high enough to see the top of the massif. Jack, we're on the edge here, but I don't know. Is that Yeah, let me go. Okay. No, you're doing great. Brazil, 7-1, 8.9, and 7.4. See, there's Nansen off to my right now. Yeah, I just want to make sure that I'm not driving down a hole here, which I am, but I don't want to drive down Nansen. No, you won't. The saddle, the end of Nansen's over there near those blocks. Right over there. Look at those blocks. Unfortunately, the boulder track, good boulder tracks are over into Nansen. Going on here very slowly. I think station just about anywhere near the big blocks.
Yep.
That's where my station too. That's where I'm going to put it. We could try to see. Yep. That's which we're going to make station two, right up here.
Which straight ahead?
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Boy, you're looking right into Nansen. Yep. We're right where we wanted to be for station two. And it looks like a great place. Big blocks. It looks like quite a bit of variety from here. Different colors, anyway. Grays and lighter colored tans. Hey, Jack, I'm going to do a 180 and park the rover at 045. Those are two good. There's a blue gray rock and a lighter colored tan rock.
Where they can look in here.
We'll have television shortly after they park. Station 2 is right at the base of the South Massif.
All right.
Roger, you're loud and clear.